The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, for Sunday, August 19, 2018, is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Romans 12, verses 9 through 21, New International Version, August 19, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Romans 12, 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Love must be genuine, sincere, and honest toward God and others. Therefore, Christians do not hypocritically put on a show of love to gain a selfish advantage over others, or to manipulate or try to manipulate God or others for personal gain. The opposite of love is hate. Hate is the personal, total rejection of someone or something, along with the desire to never be near what is hated. Some people hate God and Christians. Christians need to reject all association with evil. Evil can include indifference to right and wrong, good and bad, and thinking that evil is simply subjective personal preferences instead of a part of reality. Evil refuses to listen to reason or accept the Bible as true. The Bible defines and illustrates the meanings of good and bad, of good and evil, of right and wrong. The Bible gives an objective definition of the moral law, which we find described in the Ten Commandments. For example, in the Ten Commandments, we learn to embrace godliness, to worship the true God, to love and honor God and our parents, and to reject lying, stealing, murder, envy, coveting, and other sins. Doing evil is disobeying the moral law of God as revealed in the Bible, and following the desires of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Romans 12:10. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Paul wrote that Christians should not only love one another as they do others, but commit themselves to doing all they wisely can with the material and spiritual resources God gives them to promote what is best for all their brothers and sisters in Christ. In doing so, they look for ways to acknowledge the achievements of others in the cause of Christ and commend them above themselves rather than seek personal glory in serving Christ. When Christians honor one another, they promote goodwill in the church and draw others to the church when they see how much Christians love one another. An old acrostic poem, Joy, stands for putting Jesus first, others second, and yourself third, which brings everyone joy. Romans 12:11. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. When we serve the Lord, we need to do so with zeal, with cheerfulness, confidence, energy, enthusiasm, helpfulness, and hopefulness, in ways that will help others see the supreme value we place in serving Jesus. And perhaps they will come to agree that He is worthy to be served and come to serve Him too. To keep our spiritual fervor, we need to continue in prayer and Bible study while asking the Lord what we can do to serve Him in better and new ways. Our prayers and Bible study time should help us learn what we need to change in our ways of living with the Lord's help. We also need to work and worship with our fellow Christians. Then we can encourage and inspire one another to pray and serve, especially when any of us are afflicted or discouraged. Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. In Romans chapter 12, verse 10 and 12, Paul has brought faith, hope, and love together. See also 1 Corinthians 13. When we think about God's plans and how He prepares His people for the future, and when we begin expressing our thanks to God for the glorious possibilities involved in our spending eternity with Jesus and all who love Him, we have many reasons to be joyful and patient in affliction. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, Paul wrote, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles, afflictions, are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Because God deserves our worship and wants fellowship with us, He has commanded us to be faithful in prayer, faithful to keep an open conversation with Him no matter what trials we may be experiencing. We should never, never, never give up on prayer and our personal relationship with God in Jesus Christ. He will answer our prayers." Romans 12:13. Share it with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. From the early days of the church, Christians have shared with others in need. Among other times, Jesus shared with those in need when he fed 5,000 people who came to hear him teach, and when he fed his disciples after he rose from the dead. On the day of Pentecost, the apostles followed his example. See Acts chapter 2. Christians have always sought to help others in need, whether the needy were Christians or not, and their selfless sharing has led many to faithfulness in following Jesus Christ. For centuries, many Christians have opened their homes and fed traveling missionaries and ministers. When Francis and Edith Schaeffer opened their home to others in the Swiss Alps, they prayed for the people of the Lord's choice to come to their home, and for him to keep all others away. They did not want people coming to their home who just wanted a free vacation. Others have opened their homes to Bible study and prayer groups and home churches. Romans 12:14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Beginning with this verse in our lesson, Paul turns to the Christian's relationship with non-believers and the spiritually immature. Christians will be persecuted in this world in one way or another, and the Bible commands us to bless those who persecute us. To bless those who persecute us, we need to pray for them to make the changes in their lives that they need to make, that they will repent of their sins and place their faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Otherwise, they will face the just judgment of God. To bless others, we can pray for the light, life, and love of Jesus Christ to shine forth from our lives, that they might be drawn in faith to Jesus and receive eternal life through him. To curse someone is to call down evil or a curse from God upon them, that they might be condemned rather than be saved. The Bible commands Christians to bless and not curse anyone, and following this command shows the sharp contrast between Christians and many unbelievers. Romans 12:15. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Christians need to empathize, understand, and share the feelings of others with those who are rejoicing or mourning. Christians need to sympathize, show interest, concern, and compassion for those who are suffering. Whereas some may envy the good news or achievements others receive, the Bible encourages us to rejoice with them and praise God with them for the blessings they have received. What may seem like baby steps or small advancements to us may be giant steps and awesome achievements to others because of their situation. So we need to be sensitive and rejoice with all who rejoice. When someone mourns, it usually does not help them for us to put on a happy face and offer words that minimize their suffering. We need to express sincere sorrow and pray for and with them. Romans 12:16. Rejoice in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Sometimes even those, and perhaps especially those, in Christian churches and families, need to heed this command. We can pray for the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and in the lives of others to bring harmony into our relationships. The Holy Spirit can help us overcome the differences that divide us by showing us how we can conform our thoughts and behaviors to all the teachings in the Bible. Arrogance and pride can become stumbling blocks to developing and maintaining Christian relationships, and barriers to telling others effectively about the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ should be our example. And in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, Paul wrote, "And being found in appearance as a man, he, Christ, humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." Romans 12:17. "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone." Paul does not teach that we should not seek justice when someone does evil to us. Our seeking justice may discourage someone from continuing to pursue evil and deter others who are seeking the consequences of doing evil. Two wrongs do not make a right. Christians are never to do evil, no matter what the reason. Protecting yourself and others from evil is not repaying evil for evil. There are times when self-defense is necessary. When we prayerfully follow Jesus and the Bible's teachings, we do right. And we should so live rightly that others can follow our good example. Romans 12:18. "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." Looking back to Romans chapter 12, verse 16, we should try to live in harmony with others. However, in some situations, our Christian values and efforts to proclaim the truth about Jesus will offend some, and they may attack us in immoral ways, perhaps by telling lies about us as Jesus' enemies did about him. While teaching the truth about the ways of God, Jesus strived to bring peace and live in peace with other people. But he did not soften his message to be at peace with those who committed to doing evil and dishonoring his Father. We are not to sacrifice the truth to maintain peace at any cost. Jesus came as the truth, to teach the truth to everyone. And in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, Jesus described what he came to do. "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." Romans 12:19. "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord." To take revenge can result in our taking the law unjustly into our own hands, or in our bearing a grudge against someone, which can also spiritually harm us. God will do whatever is just and right in every situation where we have been unjustly attacked and wronged. Indeed, God always and inevitably will work out all our just, unjust sufferings for our good. And in many ways, we can experience God at work, making our lives spiritually better through them. In Romans 8:28-29, Paul wrote, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." God works out all these unjust experiences for our good, to conform us to the image of his Son. Romans 12:20. "On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head." In some sense, Paul is telling Christians to do for others what Jesus Christ has done for us. Jesus came to save us while we were still his enemies. His demonstrations of God's love for us worked on our conscience. That is, heaped burning coals on our heads, and led us to faith and repentance, to our embracing Jesus Christ as our friend, our Lord and Savior. When we try to meet a real need of one of our enemies, when it's wisely in our power to do so, we might lead them to see the difference Jesus Christ can make in a person's life, and lead them to faith in Christ and true friendship with Christ and us. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We can be overcome by evil when we do evil against an enemy who has done evil to us. Retaliation can lead to escalation, but this does not mean that we cannot justly defend ourselves or seek justice in legal ways. No matter what others do to us, we need to keep on doing good. Acting justly and mercifully is doing good. We will also be tempted to do evil by the evil example of others, and by the world, the flesh, and the devil. But we must keep on doing good according to the Scriptures and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And if we have the opportunity, we can pray for Jesus to show us what is good, what good we can do to his enemies and ours, that might turn them from doing evil to living rightly, to repenting, and placing their faith in Jesus Christ. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Complete this command. Be joyful in, patient in, faithful in. 2. Give 4 reasons a Christian can be joyful every day. 3. Name 4 things a Christian should do faithfully every day. 4. Remembering what you have learned from the Bible, how might you encourage a Christian who is suffering persecution? 5. How did Paul say a Christian should treat his enemies? In your own words, why should a Christian treat his enemies in this way? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parker, Jr. Many Reasons to Rejoice. Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. In Philippians 4:4, Paul wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And in Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope. Because of their faith, Christians rejoice in the hope that Jesus gives. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. And as Christians pray and learn more about Jesus' plans for them in the future, the Holy Spirit strengthens their faith in Jesus. We hope for what we have not yet seen or experienced. However, Christians rejoice in hope with the certain knowledge that Jesus has gone into heaven to prepare a place specifically suited to each person. But more than going to a happy place after death, Christians rejoice because in the future they will see Jesus and remain forever with him and all who love him. Furthermore, our mental, moral, spiritual, and physical brokenness will be completely healed by Jesus, and he will prepare all who love him to reign with him in a new heaven and earth. Therefore, when Christians rejoice in hope, they also have good reasons for patience when they are suffering any affliction, persecution, or tribulation. They know their afflictions produce endurance, and they will achieve an eternal glory that far outweighs their earthly sufferings. In addition to knowing many reasons for rejoicing and being patient when suffering, through prayer, Christians can have instant fellowship and communication with God. And by remaining faithful and persistent in prayer, God will sustain them moment by moment, no matter what is happening to them or around them. we have a command from our loving God to keep the lines of communication open between Him and us through prayer, which reveals God's great love for us and His desire to help us. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.